Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Of all the things to steal, why a hearse? I mean, I'm just asking for, like, you know, a few friends here. Why would you, like all of us, why would you do that? So this Florida man, you could say it's a goth crime, but I don't know. This, it was in Gainesville. A dude stole a hearse and then crashed it Sunday afternoon. 54-year-old, he was not immediately identified. He's facing a charge of grand theft auto, criminal mischief. Officers say that he stole a Cadillac hearse from Chestnut Funeral Home. Gosh, I hope it was empty. And crashed it. It was about 1:30 in the afternoon. So they said that multiple vehicles were involved in the crash, but no reported injuries, thankfully. So they did. That's all we have. And then there's like a little video of the hearse, like the hearse at the intersection involved in the wreck. Out of all the things to steal, why is it that? That's just of all the things you steal a hearse. I can't get into the one that is about the dog, dude, that you told me, because I will get so mad. I won't even finish the story, and I'm going to be flying down to Florida to take care of this dude. A 72-year-old man lost his leg in an alligator attack at a Florida RV park. Titusville, 72-year-old man. It was below the knee. He was bitten by a gator and was on Friday in the afternoon. And there's a lot of bodies of water, they noted, in the area. The alligator legit amputated. He took it right off, the leg below the knee. The victim was airlifted to a trauma center. The alligator went back underwater. They dispatched an alligator trapper. Two alligators were removed, but they don't know if either of those were the ones that were responsible for the attack. So please, like, do not, they tell you don't feed alligators, and then don't linger by water. Just don't. Because gators. So thankfully, this guy hopefully is going to be okay. Stick with us. You've heard me talk about my friends at Kel-Tec for years, and it's because I really believe in them as a company and as innovators. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond, like with the Kel-Tec P50, a revolutionary award-winning pistol that packs a punch in a compact package. The Kel-Tec P50 is perfect for home defense, for range shooting, or just even having some fun. And with its top-mounted Picatinny rail, you can easily attach your favorite optics or accessories to make it truly yours. Whether you are a seasoned shooter or you're just starting out, the Kel-Tec P50 is the perfect pistol for anyone looking for power and precision in a compact and easy-to-use package. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond. Learn more about the P50 pistol at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
We've got a crisis when it comes to roadway fatalities in America. We lose about 40,000 people every year. It's a level that's comparable to gun violence. And we see a lot of racial disparities. Black and brown Americans, tribal citizens, and rural residents much more likely to lose their lives, whether it's in a car or as a pedestrian being hit by a car. There are a lot of reasons related to discrimination, related to even the ways that roads are designed and built. Who has access to a safe street design that's got crosswalks and good lighting? Who doesn't have that access? That can drive disparities. And we have a responsibility to act.
Does anybody want to tell Secretary Mayor Poot where a lot of that money comes from? Yeah, it's your property taxes. It's local. Does he not understand this? He's one of the stupidest people alive. Welcome. It's accurate. I would be lying otherwise. Welcome back to the program. Top of the second hour, Dana Lash with you. You can listen coast to coast. I'm an affiliate in your area. You can also stream the show. You can watch it, the simulcast of the radio show, via YouTube, Facebook, the discussion happening at YouTube, as well as Channel 347 DirecTV. He's sitting there across from Al Sharpton, sucking up to Al Sharpton. And he's saying, you know, even the designs of roads are racist. You know, crosswalks and stuff. Does he not understand how things are funded locally within your municipality? Lighting? Does he think that's a federal government issue? A street light on a corner in your town? He thinks it's a federal issue? It's a local issue, you moron. It's something that is decided locally. It's determined locally through tax dollars and your property taxes, how that support. Oh, my gosh. This is basic stuff. One of my biggest pet peeves in life, and nothing makes me madder than when I have to explain stupid things to people who should know better. Completely obvious things, like how property taxes work, how people determine where crosswalks go, and how they're paid for. It's not a federal issue. If he's upset that it's racist that there are some areas that don't have crosswalks, I bet you a million to one that it's Democrat leadership in that area. So why not ask the leadership in that area? Why aren't they doing their jobs? That's how this works. Roads are racist. That's all this guy has. He has no expertise at all whatsoever in any kind of engineering. He has no background in engineering, no background in city planning, no background in transportation. He was hired because he sleeps with dudes. It's true. He was hired because it was a diversity hire for the administration. And they wanted to shield themselves from any accusations of bigotry. So they're like, well, he's gay. Let's put him here. He has no qualifications for anything else. He was barely qualified to be mayor of one of the smaller towns in Indiana, South Bend, which is, he wouldn't have been able to be competitive anywhere else outside of South Bend because it's surrounded by red. So they put him here. He got it because he's gay. Well, does he know anything about transportation? Well, he sleeps with dudes, so I don't know. But he does. There's that. Oh, that's a great qualification. That means he understands all the intricacies of planning and road construction and engineering, etc. I mean, obviously, it translates to that. It's like the wild card in Uno. You can do whatever, right? That's how they looked at it. I. It's not wrong. It's not a lie. Good heavens. This is the stupidity of where we of our politics. Well, it's because we had, how many other train wrecks have we had like in the past couple of weeks?
At least five or six.
Yeah. So are we going to have like lanes of equity on the highways? I'm just wondering so he thinks that we'll reduce somehow traffic fatalities if racism goes away, that racism is the driving factor of traffic fatalities. I mean, I'm really working hard to try to make this make sense in my head. I'm coming up a little short here.
Me too.
So is he, or here's the other thing. Is he saying that minorities are bad drivers in general?
Oh, interesting.
I feel like that's a legitimate question. That seems kind of racist because it seems like he's saying that it's just, you know, people of color are bad drivers. Minorities are just horrible drivers. That's what it is. That's what it sounds like he's saying. That's honestly, that makes more sense. Is that why rioters target cars? I mean, I'm just, you know, just a question in passing. Just, you know, just wonder. I just wondered. I was just asking.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So first up, this is kind of wild. A man with gunshot wounds drove himself to a Whataburger. That actually happened over the weekend in San Antonio. And the dude was shot in the chest. And he drove himself to a Whataburger. And when the officers got to the restaurant, they did not find him, but witnesses say that there was a white Mercedes that belonged to the guy in the parking lot. Police say a friend picked him up from the Whataburger and drove him to an entrance of Lackland Air Force Base. So they took the guy to the hospital. He's in critical condition. No word what led. There's no other information about it. No other. I mean, it's a wild story. Morgan Freeman calls Black History Month in African-American terms an insult. This is, man, Morgan Freeman doesn't play around. He said that he slammed the term Saturday, saying that both were an insult. He told the Sunday Times that the observance, which takes place every February, he says that it has a negative connotation to him and it relegates his culture to just 4 weeks. He says, two things I can say publicly that I do not like. He says, quote, Black History Month is an insult. You're going to relegate my history to a month? And then he says African-American is an insult. He goes, I don't subscribe to that title. He says black people have had different titles all the way back. He goes, I don't know how these things get such a grip at everyone uses African-American. He goes, what does it really mean? Ooh, I remember when he did that 60 Minutes thing and he said, quit talking about race. He's like, that's what divides when you're constantly obsessing over it. I mean, there's some truth there. Oh, man. A man held in a disgusting Georgia jail cell. He died. He died after he was eaten alive by insects and bed bugs. There are photos of the cell and it looks really nasty. It was in Fulton County Jail in September of last year. They said that it was not, that the cell was not fit for a diseased animal, the lawyer said. And so they are litigating this. They said he had a mental illness. They had to take him to the medical observation unit, but they found him in the cell, and the cell looks bad. It is bad. I don't even want to show those photos in the simulcast. It's very bad. So they're litigating that. How do you have it get to that situation in the cells themselves? So there's a piece over at The Hill asking, is there a worldwide run on the Bank of the United States of America? Which I think is good. I'm going to put this in your email prep because now this is a comparison. It discusses the petrodollar. It discusses Chinese currency, all of this. And I think that there's something to that for sure. Like I said, I want to put this in your email prep list for you subscribers. Manhattan median rent reaches an all-time high. This is eye-watering. It's almost $4,200 a month.
Oh, man.
And this is just for like an average, like, you know. So the military, this was on Twitter over the weekend. In Bahrain, the Navy told sailors that they talked to their children at age 12 about gender, identity, sex, STDs, pregnancy, etc., without notifying parents. When asked if the Navy's policy circumvents a right to know, they answered yes. Nicole Benson, a Navy nurse practitioner, she was saying that she seems to be suggesting that parents were not, if they're not accepting of the trans agenda, that they're driving suicides. So they were talking about this in the Navy. So for people who think that the military isn't woke, well, here's further examples that it is. It is insane. Is this like an official Department of Defense thing? I mean, I'm curious as to whether or not this is a policy that's shared across, you know, all of the branches. And people wonder, too, why military recruitment is down. They wonder why military recruitment is down. It's because of all of the wokery. Because everything is so ridiculous. Everything is so stupid. I mean, hell, roads are racist now. By the way, it would be like saying that NASCAR is just a murder machine for white people, since more white people drive cars than minorities in NASCAR. Just was thinking about this. So this situation with the, we've heard stuff like this in the military before, the level of wokery. And this is not, I mean, I just can't believe this is something that's being discussed. And this is in Bahrain in a Navy presentation. It was caught on video. This Navy nurse practitioner, Nicole Benson, suggesting that parents being unaccepting of the trans agenda is the reason that they have suicides. Robbie Starbuck had posted this this video on Twitter. And it looks like the government is actively engaged in promoting this kind of dysphoria. Meanwhile, you have China that's practicing drills on Taiwan, floating rumors of it's not a if but when. We have the petrodollar tanking, and this is what our military is focusing on. Interesting. Yes, of course they're going woke. CVS is telling employees to jump on the preferred pronoun train with new gender guidelines. Oh boy. Oh boy is right. This is all more of the DEI. They said employees must use preferred pronouns and they can use the bathrooms that reflect their blah, 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 all that stuff. You can, you know, however, you can use the bathroom that reflects your identity. And these guidelines, it's their official CVS health policy. They said that the transition guide I mean, it is a requirement. It mandates the preferred pronoun usage, etc. Maybe they could just do something about the length of their receipts first. And then, you know, move on to some other things. That'd be great. Whew. But another one of the, just the latest company to go along with this. They also get into appropriate medical care for your transition. They get into hormone replacement therapy, et cetera, et cetera. All kinds of stuff. They have a section titled Guidelines for Supporting a Colleague Who's Transitioning. And it tells employees, ask colleagues to let them know if they say or do anything that makes them uncomfortable. Don't make assumptions about a person's gender. This is so stupid. And they talk about disrespectful terms that violate CVS's policy against discrimination. Like, you can't dead name anyone. You can't, is it dead gender someone? Or no, it's misgender. You can't quote unquote misgender someone. So you can't, you have to lie and you have to go along with the lie, or you could use your job and not pay your bills if you don't go along with someone else's cosplay. Because that's where we are. If you don't affirm someone else's cosplay, and affirm means adopt, then you could lose your job and your life could be ruined because you don't go along. Even if you're a woman, if you don't go along with the cosplay. Did they went after Judy Blume, by the way, over the weekend, too. I saw that. Judy Blume said something in defense of J.K. Rowling, and everybody came for Judy Blume. All the hateful, violent trans activists, they went for Judy Blume. Because she dared to say that J.K. Rowling was right, that women exist. We live in a stupid time.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.